Matt Greenwood for Regional Radio Sports, speaking to another Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. She goes by Abby McMillan, or maybe Abby Mack, potentially as well. She is a track and field athlete for the Festus Tigers, and she's also a JCAA Conference High Jump, Long Jump, and Triple Jump champion from last week's performance there, and set a PR best at 17 feet and 1 1/4 inch in the long jump. So she's got that going for her, and a couple of first place finishes leading up to sweeping the jumps in the conference meet. But Abby, first off, congratulations on this award. Kind of take us through the experience of a conference tournament.
Well, I definitely wasn't expecting to win all three of my events because 2 weeks prior I had fractured my wrist. So I was just going into the day thinking, don't let it set you back from just competing and doing your best. So at the end of the day, it worked out. So I'm super happy.
Now, when you do your jumps and you get your heights, how long does it take before you actually find out that you win?
Well, and it's different each thing. In high jump, it's like if you're the last jumper, you pretty much know you've won because you've succeeded a height that no one else got. But in triple and long, it's a little more like anxiety ridden because you just don't know until they say it over the announcements. So It took a little more for triple and long.
And in the second you found out that you were a conference champion in all three, what was that like for you?
Oh, it was such a relief that I was able to get some points for the team. It just felt awesome. So.
And now you guys came in second, is that correct, behind DeSoto?
Yep.
That must have hurt a little bit, right?
A little bit. I did everything I could, but we had a really good season, so I'm proud of us overall, but we just weren't able to pull it through in the end.
But hey, I mean, again, you swept the jumps, which no one else can say that they did that this year. And but that's the other thing about this conference, and you know it from following cross country, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. There are so many good athletes in this area. I mean, DeSoto, Festus, Herculaneum, I mean, all around. So that makes, to me, more impressive that you swept the jumps. Yeah. Isn't it more impressive to you because of that?
Yeah. I'm just super happy that I did that. Like, going into the day, I just was a little nervous because there are so many good jumpers in this area. Our conference is full of really good jumpers, so I was a little stressed out, but I was able to make it to first place in all three. So
now I don't know how track and field athletes go about a season in terms of, you know, setting those personal bests. I don't know if that's a goal to just, whether it's just to win and win no matter what height it is or what length of a long jump or triple jump is. So for Abby McMillan's mindset when she goes into a season and progresses throughout the season, is it to just PR or is it to collect just number of wins? Like, what's your mindset?
It really depends on the meet. I'm always going for a PR because I'm always trying to better myself in each event. But for my coaches, they obviously want me to save my legs at this point in the season. So for high jump, they made me stop at 5, even though I wanted to go higher. But they wouldn't let me because I'm already injured, so they wouldn't let me go any higher. But I'm always looking for a personal best. So,
Coach Wes Armbruster, that's the head track and field coach for the girls' side. Talk about his impact on you, and I know you're just a junior, so still got another year of experience coming with him, but just sort of his impact on your track and field status.
Oh yeah, he is amazing. He just believes in every one of us, and it just, like, it's so positive all the time, and I just have loved having him as a coach so far this season.
Now, I know districts are coming up very, very shortly, right around the corner. A lot of tough competition. It's just going to get tougher and tougher from here on out. So how have you – you said you had some anxiety going into the conference meet. I can't imagine that's going to go away as you continue to progress.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it under control. It's definitely a problem that I need to fix. I'm just really trying to not think about it too much because I'm trying not to get in my head. I'm just going to go out there and compete and do my best.
I imagine, though, setting a personal best in the long jump in this conference meet and being a conference champion in all the jumps, high jump, long jump, and triple jump, I mean, I imagine that's got to give you great confidence as you do try to make that state tournament.
Yeah, it's definitely PRing in the long jump has given me some more confidence. didn't think I was going to do that, but I was able to, and it does give me a little more confidence going into the meets that really count to go forward.
Right, and as soon as districts start, they really count, and conference obviously counts a lot as well. Let's move on to what this award represents. You know, it's for athletic achievement. It's for doing great things, and we do it on a week-by-week basis. So, you know, there's a lot of athletes that have great seasons from point A all the way through point B, and there's really, you know, no hiccups, if you will. But even if there are, sometimes, you know, week-by-week, you just never know how you're going to do as an athlete. But for you to have this sort of week, have you kind of moved past it and, you know, on to the next thing, or are you still pretty excited as we sit here today about having swept the jumps in the JCAA conference meet?
I'm still pretty excited. I mean, it was like a huge accomplishment for me, but I am a little more focused on districts now, making it through and going, I really want a place at the state meet, so...
Now, do you get plaques for being conference champion or a certificate, or how does that work?
No, I just got medals this year, so I don't think we got a plaque for second place, but yeah.
That's okay. All right, Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy, Play It Forward Athlete of the Week. Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy donates $25 to a charity of an athlete's choice, and you have chosen today Shared Blessings Homeless Shelter. Why that choice?
I just really want to be able to help whoever I can, the people in need. So I just chose that one because it seemed like it would help the most people.
All right, very well. So $25 going to Shared Blessings Homeless Shelter. Abby, as you get ready for districts, you know, and try to make that state run, what are your final thoughts today on this award and moving forward?
It was a big accomplishment for me, but I really hope I can advance to the state meet, try to keep that anxiety under control. but yeah, I'm just super excited to keep going with the season.
All right, well, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
That is Abby McMillan, our latest Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy Play It Forward Athlete of the Week, for sweeping the jumps in the JCAA Conference Track and Field Meet last week. She PR'd in the long jump with a 17-foot and 1 1/4-inch jump there. Her triple jump mark was 36 feet in 1 inch, and her high jump was 5 feet. So quite impressive all the way across there. And she joins us here today on Regional Radio.